Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Thursday, March 13th, and tonight, Dead Home After Dark, Stay at Home Motors in Quarantine proudly presents Richard Eden. He's been on Robocop. He's also been on Santa Barbara and and he's really good looking, so that's a plus. And so let's welcome him on, and it's going to be a really good show. So let's bring him on.
Hi, it's Richard Eden. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How's it going? How's it going back east?
Well, yeah, it's a crazy time right now, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, it sure is. Well,
I mean, you guys, LA just said you guys have another 3 months of the stay-at-home order, right?
I'm not quite sure. I think, we still have to certainly wear masks everywhere and so forth. Yes, I think there's another 3 months of staying at home, more or less. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And yeah, Seattle is the same.
Yeah.
Because basically, as of last week, now we have to wear a mask. And
sure.
I'm surprised we haven't been told to wear on this whole time, but you know, it's just something I guess we have to do. So before the quarantine, before the stay at home order, were you working on any projects?
Actually right now, my wife Shannon and I have been developing, we've been writing. And we just developed a television series. Actually, we developed it quite a long time ago, but we're getting it together, and it's a period piece called Montmartre. It's about an area up in Paris in the turn of the century where very famous painters lived. And it's a rowdy, fun, dramatic, intense television series. This is where people like Picasso and so forth started, in a rowdy neighborhood called Montmartre. And it's a passion of ours, and being produced by one of our producers, J.P. Sarney. He's in the company called Stampede, and so on and so on. And we're writing another film and a horror film and another series. So we've been writing a lot. That's over the last few years. That's why I kind of put acting on hold, because we really wanted to write and create some projects and get people hired and get on TV and all that. That was the dream. And now we have, of course, Corona. But here's the good part about it. The positive side is that we're healthy, and more importantly, you are, and we get a chance to write. So there you go.
Oh, really? Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, I could say this is like almost like you know, I almost thought, you know, in my head when this whole thing started, oh, this is going to be perfect. It's going to give me time to do things I haven't been able to do and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I completed my mission. I completed my list. And
oh, good.
Yeah, but now, so basically, no one can say no to me with the interviews, because no one has an excuse why they can't do it. That is the only thing good to come out of this whole thing, because no one can say no. And
right.
It's like, you know, because everyone's bored And, you know, I mean, so what has been your favorite quarantine activity so far?
Oh, well, there's been quite a lot, you know, doing different things. Of course, still going out, doing shopping and so forth. I've probably been on Facebook more in the last 3 months than I have been in all my life. So there's an activity, speaking with Santa Barbara fans the other day. But I was very moved because usually I get requests for autographs here and there and, you know, over the years. And then I kind of just kind of got away from that a little bit. And then I got a request all the way from Germany from a girl named Sasha, who turns out to be 13 years old. And she's a fan of Santa Barbara, and she wanted a picture, and she included some photos of me and as Brick and Amy and so on and so on. And it was a 13-year-old girl, and I was just so moved because, you know, first of all, anybody, I'm always moved when I get an autograph request or anything like that, or even a letter saying, hi, how are you? But I was just moved the fact that there's a 13-year-old girl that's addicted to Santa Barbara.
Well, because it's on YouTube now. I mean, you can just go on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
And watch it.
All these fans, sure, and all these fans of Santa Barbara, and then they have, you know, fan sites for Santa Barbara, and then there's RoboCop stuff. But really, the Santa Barbara stuff was very, very important to me because it was – you know, so many, many years ago, and it's sometimes you look at it and go, what the heck is everybody going on about the Santa Barbara after all these years? And I posted this thing on my Facebook, and my God, there must have been responses right away. Yeah, I know. It's like people are, you know, here's what it is. You know, I'm a fan of a particular show called Peaky Blinders. Who knows? You know, when the show came on, I rarely watch television. I write television now, and I rarely watch it, but I understood it after that because I said, oh, my God, when's the next season? When's the next season? And now I realize that people just love that show, the actors who are on it, the writing, and A. Martinez and so on, and Mason and all these characters. And, you know, it's incredible how something can really become your life. And then all of a sudden, 25-something years or 30 years later, a 13-year-old girl is watching it, and she goes, I just have to get an autograph. And I went, well, we will live on through Santa Barbara, you know? So there you go.
I think, you know, Santa Barbara was, you know, one of the best shows out there, and you know, for you guys running eight years, and I'm not going to say who, you know, ended it for you guys because I'm still mad at the guy. But Brian Fonz, whoops, did I do that? Whoops, wow.
Mad at somebody on Santa Barbara?
Whoops, did that just come out? Yeah. It was one of the great shows, and, you know.
Oh, one of the big shows, okay.
You know, it was really good. I mean, you were great on there. A was great on there. My friend A. Martinez, you probably know him. Very nice man.
I know him very well. Sure.
Yeah, and so basically, you know, you tell me Santa Barbara was, you know, a great thing. Would you ever want to come back to daytime? Because basically with the daytime could use you, you know, after this.
Oh, that's very sweet. Very sweet. Yeah, I thought about it over the years. Sure, I've thought about it. Yeah, I'm not sure what's left out there soap opera-wise, but it'd be fun to do it again. There's something about doing crazy stories on a soap opera that are, you know, just their whole world in itself. They're very unique. Yeah, I mean, there's still, I'm sure, what's out there? Young and the Restless, Bold and the Beautiful. I mean, are they still there? I'm sure.
Days of Our Life in General Hospital. And yes,
I watched
General
Hospital. Yeah. Oh my God.
I watched also And next week, I'm not looking forward to it. I feel like crying, but we will be down to Days of a Life because Days of a Life tapes 6 months in advance. And so after May 21st, there won't be any new episodes of Young and the Restless. Ryan and I had to have one for a month and a half, and now it's in a hospital. It is running out of new episodes. So we give these reruns. Not that I'm not grateful for that, but I want my new episodes. And if they leave me on a really bad cliffhanger for months, I will be mad. And thank goodness I have this show because I'm not going to be quiet. Because if they do something bad, I will not be happy. But I think you need to go back to daytime. I think daytime needs you. And, I mean, with, you know, you live in L.A. So, and all the stuff's all in L.A. So it's not like you will have to move.
No, so, no. All right. I got you. I'll go back to daytime. You just hook it up for me.
I think I can do that. And,
yeah.
Okay, so, you know, when you were on RoboCop, you know, it was a TV series, right?
Yeah, it was actually just a short-lived series for 1 year. It had come about, there was RoboCop 1 with Peter Weller, RoboCop 2 with Peter Weller. Robert Burke did, I think, played RoboCop in 3. And then they decided to make a television series. It was a co-production with a Canadian company, and because I'm from Toronto, they were wanting at least the, you know, the lead of the show to be Canadian at the time. And I thought, you know, and I'm going to tell you this honestly, this is a true story. I was in Toronto at the time, staying at a director's house of mine, a friend of mine. He was in Europe shooting because I was doing some acting out there. And I got the call from my agent and said, you know, they'd like to see you for RoboCop. And I had never seen it. I didn't know what it was. I mean, I kind of knew what it was. But, and sure enough, Alan Eastman, who was the director, who let me stay in his house, he had this enormous collection of what we had back then were, you know, the all the movies. And there was in a box in the RoboCop, and I watched this thing, and I watched this, and I just peed with laughter because it was funnier than hell. And terrific. And I thought, well, if they do anything even near this, which would be hard because it's a TV series, I'm in, you know. So I went down and did an audition and then flew back to Los Angeles, met with the producers. The next thing you know, I was half man, half machine.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that would be cool, but I know you have limited time, and yes, I could really hog you for this whole time, but then again, David Bobby wouldn't get his hands to talk, and I would never hear the end of it, and I'm not in the mood to not hear the end of it right now, so I'm going to go on David first. Hey, David.
Average, how you doing?
Hi, good. What's up?
I'm doing all right. I'm down here for the Mean Boy quarantine. Can't go nowhere, but I'm doing all right. So,
oh, good. You're not going too stir crazy in your quarantine?
Sometimes, yes, and sometimes, though.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I do watch a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah, lots of movies. So am I still on the air, or are we done?
No, you can
be on air.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. I know you have limited time, but thank you for coming on.
Yeah, I got to get back to a little bit of writing right now, but I'll tell you what, I love the idea of General Hospital. Let them know. I wouldn't mind showing up on something like that, seeing some old friends. And you guys are just lovely. And please, for the stay safe, do everything that you're supposed to do. Keep doing the great work that you're doing on this podcast. And I hope let me know when it airs, or put it on Facebook or something, and I'll tune in.
Oh,
okay?
I totally will. Do you have time for one question from Bobby?
Oh, no, go ahead. Any questions you have. I've got time now. I don't have to do anything for another probably 25 minutes. I have to get back to writing.
Okay.
But I'm okay,
okay
right now. I got ahead of schedule.
Oh, yeah. David, are you done? Or do you have more?
Yeah. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you, David. You're lovely. Appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
Did you have a question, Bobby?
No. The one thank you. We have an invited party for Cardi next month. You're invited June 12th. If you're available.
June 12th?
Cardi birthday bash. We call it.
Yeah, and you have to come.
Oh, a call-in birthday bash. Okay.
Yeah,
June
12th. And if you don't come, you know, I won't be happy with you. And
I want you to get on my bad side. Oh, no, I'm not going to get on your bad side. You let me know about June 12th. It's just
okay.
Not a problem. I will be there. I'll be there. You got my word on it.
Perfect. David, I'm going to let Bobby on now. Is that okay, David?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Bobby.
Hey. How are you doing tonight, Richard?
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
Right?
Yeah.
Did I get the name right?
Okay, you know. Pardon me?
Yeah. Did I get the name right, Richard?
Yes, it's Richard.
Oh, good. I just thought I may mess up on the name. But like you said earlier, it would be interesting once the governor over there in California left the stay at home orders for you to go back, because I know how you feel, because I'm just waiting for our governor to put us into level 2 and see what happens from there for me to get
right
back to work. But
so
anyways,
you are level 1 now. You're at level 1,
North
local
Carolina
things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah, we're there too, and I think
anyways,
we're level.
I just want to ask, has you been doing any other interviews as far as Zoom chat interviews with people that may remember you from the Sandbar days that might want to catch up with you, like the various Soap Digest or anybody that wanted to be doing?
No, they haven't. They haven't, because I kind of fell off the face of the map for a good bunch of years here, because I went into writing on purpose. I wanted to develop projects and see if I can get them done, and that's a very hard job to do, and I couldn't kind of focus too. But what I'm doing now is I'm completing these projects, and I'm very focused on probably coming back to acting even at my age, and see what I can do, what kind of chaos I can create.
Yeah. Well, like Carly said, any of the 4 soaps are possible. Then you've always got prime time, but the big thing is, when will everything in California resume with what Governor Newsom has to say as far as L.A. after what happened last week when he tried to open up the beaches and it just went completely haywire with people being there to the point he had to close it down.
There's just two kinds of people in America. And there's the one that say, hey, you know, you're infringing on my right. And the other one says, well, hang on a second. Your corona's infringing on my life. So, everybody has to be patient, because as frustrating as it is, it's better if we just take it easy in steps, you know?
Yeah, indeed. That's what our governor has said as well, because I know down Florida where David lives, it's been the same thing with the beaches. In fact, it kind of started the whole thing with spring breakers, and look where they are now. They're just getting back on the feet. Same with Georgia and Texas, the other states have reopened up. And I'm sure that once the bigger cities up north like Philadelphia, Washington, New York, and Boston start reopening up, it's going to be just the same thing, because I think they're in the same thing that L.A. and Seattle is. But
yeah, I mean, I understand both sides, because, you know, people have to get back to work. You got to make money. You also want to just get the heck out of the house, and you're going goofy from this, you know, everything else. And people, you know, don't even know what else to post on Facebook. They're putting the pictures of their feet, you know. So I understand, you know. But we have to kind of look at it slowly, because it's not like it has a deadline,
exactly.
The virus. It just it doesn't have like, okay, I'm done. It's not like a hurricane that just sort of peters away, you know. That all is a fallacy. It just keeps going until it has no more ability to attach yourself to something. So, you know, I think until we get a vaccine, people need to be really smart because, you know, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you got it, and you don't want to do that.
Yeah, look at parts of China and parts of Europe right now. They're just getting back to opening up the nation as far as what China and Spain is doing right now. And Italy is starting to just join in.
Yeah, Poland, I noticed, was doing some projects. They're opening up their borders. But, you know, I heard a story the other day. I don't know if it's true or if it's accurate, but Korea opened up some of their bars, and one guy went into a bar, and the next thing you know, 100 people were infected. You know what I mean?
Right.
Now you got the same thing all over again. So it's just
right.
a battle, but, you know, we just need to be, I mean, I don't even know what we need to be. I'm not no genius. I think what we need to be is very smart and just do the things that we can do and just stay patient, because you get crazy and you go, hey, you know, that's enough of this, my rights. And next thing you know, you're either hurting yourself or somebody else, and you can't do that.
Right,
you know?
Well, I know you have limited time, so I'll let Carly finish up the interview.
No problem.
I really
enjoyed it.
And you're welcome back again soon. So hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Okay. I love being on.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how much
Very good question, Bobby. And I have one more question for Richard. Okay.
Sure.
Since this quarantine happened, are you finding yourself going into the kitchen more than you normally would?
Am I going into where?
The kitchen to get something to eat or drink, because
everything's shut down. There's nowhere to go.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last night I walked in to my kitchen 5 times. So I think either when we get out of this thing, either people are going to be really skinny or they've gained weight because of this whole thing. And, you know, it's going to be
things like that. Things like that I do. And, of course, my wife and I, we support local restaurants by ordering takeout and picking them up. And you kidding? I'm dying to go out to have a drink and have a sit at a bar at the Arc Light or something and have some fun. I can't wait. It's what I love to do.
I know.
I
mean, it's
I know.
It's going to seem forever. So bad, but thank you so much for coming on. And of course, we want you back and get back to your writing. And
I will.
And you're welcome anytime on the show.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you so much for reaching out to me. And anytime you need, I'm sorry, there's a couple of times I got a little on the schedule behind there, but I'm
that's okay.
always available.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello?
Hey, you guys have been on. Yes.
Holly. Hey, David, by the way.
Hello, Bobby.
David? Oh, okay.
Hello, Bobby. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Yeah, I do want to make a couple of programming announcements. I think I texted you earlier, Carly, but I wanted to give you a heads up and a little warning right here. There's nothing graphic about what's coming up on any of the classic reruns of YNR or Volume View 4 or GH coming up. It's just that it might be a little depressing and disappointing for you with next week's YNR being devoted to the Winters family.
Well, you know what I thought about? And I am going to record it because when my new people, you know, I don't have anything of Kristoff on there. And so I might not watch it all, you know, at the moment. You know,
well,
and next Tuesday, May 19th, please tune into The Story of Soaps on ABC. So that's a great show to us. And And remember, everyone, May 21st is the last day we get in a hospital.
Right.
New episodes.
And I wanted to give a heads up on what's coming up for the next 3 weeks, beginning Memorial Day. It's the Best of the Nurses Ball since 2014. So you want to just see some of the memorable moments from 2014 to last year's Nurses Ball, you got to check it out, especially if you want to relive some of the moments, because there's going to be a lot of singing that Wally's going to do, and a lot of GA stars are either now still on there or is no longer on there because they have moved on to bigger and better things, like Kirsten Allison as Kiki. You probably might see her 1 week, and then you might see Haley Aaron as Kiki the next week. And also the original Jordan's going to be on there, the one that's now doing a Canadian show called Digtown. I just know that if there's anybody listening in Canada, they're welcome to just check out her GA's work as well as her work on Digtown as well. So you can get twice the action with her. Anyways, I just wanted to just give you a heads up with that.
Well, I really appreciate that. I really do. I really appreciate that, and you know,
I sent you all the information out earlier today because I got that off of Soap Digest. The only thing I didn't get off of Soap Digest is reminding you that next week Bowling Beautiful is going to just do a whole week of shows with Brooke in it. The Best of Brooke. So I don't know if you might have a chance to reach Catherine Kelly Legs at this time to come on the show or not because of her busy schedule with her clothing stuff. In addition to talking to both the U.S. and the Italian press about Bowling Beautiful and the Australian press about the show as well.
Well, and this, like, I know we are in, like, crazy time right now, and this, crazier than ever, and I know that all of us, might be losing our minds soon, and okay, I just want to say it's May 14th. I said March 14th because, you know what? I don't even know what day is half of the time. I don't even know what day or time is sometimes. You know, being in the house does that to you. You forget.
Yeah, it's funny that you said that because this morning I woke up thinking it was Wednesday.
Yes. I thought yesterday was Thursday. And
I was calling in thinking the show was going to be on, and I got a recording message saying it was going to be on for another 24 hours. So I didn't know if you guys had to cancel out a Wednesday interview or we didn't even have a guest scheduled that day.
And just remember, we have a busy week next week. Boy, do we have it, right, David?
I'm gonna be there all next week because it looks like our state, which is currently under stage one, doesn't include restaurants as far as being full capacity. And my boss told me this afternoon it could be until at least July 4th or even Labor Day before they hire me back on the job. So I might be out of the job for the summer. So I can be able to make
also
it to next week's
tomorrow
show.
Night. Tomorrow night, Nathan Bodie will be on the show. And be taking Twitter questions. And, and the next weekend is Memorial Day weekend. You guys, I can't believe it's almost Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that.
Yeah, I have a question, Carly. Do you still want me to call in case you want me and David to ask a question to Nathan? Because last time I did that when you had Lynn Hardy on the show a couple years ago, I really kicked myself because you got to me after the interview. So I don't want to make the same mistake twice. Plus, Plus, there might be a lot of interesting things
David,
to talk about.
David,
yes.
Can you read out? David, can you reach out to Nathan and see if you guys can talk to? I know he doesn't want fan calls, but can you find that out for me?
He said, come on, promote his show. I guess he might, you don't mind. He come on, promote his show that he's starting and producing, I guess. I think that's right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So yeah.
So I wanted
and
to ask him, as far as the situation with Hollywood being locked down, how long will it be? Because I would like to see some new primetime shows and new General Hospital. I mean, I don't mind watching the classic
I mean,
CHs because
ABC
Bobby,
shows. Soapnet.
Bobby, I was saying something.
Uh-huh.
Okay, next week there is the light at the end of the tunnel of Little, because the game shows are coming back. Celebrity Family Feud. I'll go with the other one. With Elizabeth Banks.
Press your luck.
The Anthony Anderson one. Thank you. So yeah, so they're all game shows tonight.
It's every
7 years
to come back.
Yeah, no. May, end of May.
Yeah.
David, end of May.
Oh.
I was looking for the game shows on the next few weeks.
Yeah,
Celebrity
Family Feud.
The Bachelor and American
yeah.
Idol shows on. I was looking for the game shows, but all I had was to look at it was The Bachelor and American Idol and the rebroadcast of some of the so from earlier this year. So I looked at the wrong week.
Oh.
So I was thinking it was in the beginning of May, and I looked at the listing and I saw The Bachelor on Monday and American Idol Live from Home on Sunday nights, and so I just kind of just knew it probably was not going to be on one of those times. And I know the product likely will rerun the American Idol from the previous Sunday in case those that missed it because of breaking weather news or they were out or their DVR didn't work. So I'm sure until the end of the Idol season is going to happen, then the probably reruns of one of the game shows will probably take its spot on Saturday and Sundays.
Okay, well, before we go, I just want to make an announcement. So, my bed sheets came today from My Pillow, and let me tell you guys, laying on my bed is like laying on a cotton of heaven. Okay. And, oh my, I know the sheets are sort of expensive, but they were on sale. And, you know, and it looks like we might get another stimulus check, too, it looks like. Did you hear that, too? What?
Yeah, I think I heard that, too. But I want to get back to that My Pillow thing. It might make me
No, you will get one this time. You will get it this time.
I'm going to look into it, but when we get Terry Cotton, I might have to retried what I said a few months ago about probably not calling into QVC and just talking to her when I can't without ordering something. So I might have to
okay,
get
Terry
Cotton
on her taxes?
Talk to her about that.
Did your mom claim you on her taxes?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, and did your mom pay for SSI? Because if that's the case, you still will get one.
Oh, okay. I think I do.
Because they have changed the law this time around. So,
but
yes.
I got to check, because when Obama sent us the check, it was different. And I know you came on the show with your then-host Maggie and whoever else was co-hosting at the time before they headed to the other show and left us or just no longer disappeared. But I'm sure that they talked that about that when you had during your earlier show, because I couldn't join you because it was too late at night at that time, because it was doing it at Friday at 10 East, and it was a little too late for me at that time, and we didn't communicate until 2013.
Well, that's true, but okay, so we are going to be back on tomorrow
Tuesday.
At 5 with Nathan.
I mean,
at 5, right?
Yeah. And Tuesday,
okay.
We got Daniel Hall. Rest in peace.
Okay,
Richard,
and then
say.
Next week, we are busy. So, have a good night, you guys.
I may not call in tomorrow night, but if I do, I'll just talk to you about the soaps and maybe ask Nathan about the situation with the television schedule.
Okay.
Anyway,
yep.
Have a good night.
Okay. Okay.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.